You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord, who names the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. Now, the Bible says that the solid foundation of God, there is a solid foundation of God. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So, God who said that would definitely not be careless with foundation. And so, God had laid a solid foundation for us in Jesus. He has laid the foundation for every man to be saved and to be saved unto the uttermost. And He has sealed it. With a seal that read this in two parts. The first part says, the Lord knows those who are His. You can be fooling people. You can be fooling yourself. But there is nobody that can fool God. God knows those who are saved. God knows those who are His. And the second part immediately reveals that to us. He says, let everyone, it does not matter who you are, you may be a general overseer, you may be a bishop, you may be a worker in the church, you may be an usher, you may be in choir, you may be an elder, you may be a professional, whoever you are, let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Brethren, people that are genuinely identified with Jesus, do not go on sinning. They do not go on sinning. Everyone that names the name of Jesus departs from iniquity. Have you parted ways with iniquity? Don't get yourself deceived. Don't get carried away with the prosperity and false messages on our pulpit here and there. The truth has not changed. Anyone that identifies with Jesus depart from iniquity. Stop excusing sin in your life. This is what the word of God says. A young lady was saying to me, every man I meet wants sex. But the truth is, every man that wants sex, you give it. Because it wouldn't be a problem as long as you don't give it. What is more important is, are you a child of God? If they are not children of God, are you also a child of God? And why would that even bother you? You are not bothered about sin. You are bothered about the fact that you can't get somebody to be married. The truth is this. People who belong to Jesus, they depart from iniquity. You are with somebody. You are playing with sin. When you start facing problem, you say, why is this person behaving like this? It is not church activity that identifies us as Christians. A critical issue with anyone who has come to know Jesus is that they don't play with iniquity. They part ways with sin. He says, let everyone that names. Once you identify with that name Jesus, we should not also identify you with iniquity. These ones that pastors are having children outside of marriage is strange to Christianity. These ones that pastor will send their wives away and bring another mama in is strange to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Anyone who names the names of Jesus must part ways with iniquity. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, you can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.